Mesechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Dalet, 13 lines on the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel, Beis Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, and we learned yesterday that Rav Chista taught us, Shleish Tana Manam La'alta, and one of them was, Achai is Nemanas Lema, Zeh Yatsu Rishon, Vizeh Yatsu Sheni. When twins are born, then a midwife immediately has the opportunity, and we believe her to say, that this child was the one that was born first, and therefore he's a Bechar, and this is the second child, and therefore that child is not the Bechar. We saw Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Leza as to the time frame. Our Braisa now begins, Nemanas Chai that a midwife is neman to state that if there are four children born to four women, one was married to a kohen, one to a levi, one to nesin, and one to mamzer, then the rabbanon allowed the midwife to be neman to state that this is the child that was born to the kohen, this is the child that's a levi, this is the child that was born to nesin, and this is the child that was a mamzer. The Rishonim explained that although generally an isha is not neman, however over here as Duran states lab midino el demnu rabbanon lefisha alroiv ef shabinyan achar. As since it's impossible in any other way to actually know which child is the Kohen Levi, Mamzer, Nesin, therefore the Rabbanon gave an amanus to this woman. Tais Yontev adds in that the Rabbanon were actually stating that since it's impossible to know which child belongs to which father in any other manner, therefore it must be that the Torah allowed the woman to be Neman in this scenario and allowed the midwife to have an amanus. In the Pashas, we would think that this din would only be if the midwife says this immediately. However, Rishonim explained that in this Braisa, we don't differentiate as to time frame. And as long as the midwife says that this child is a kohen, this is a levi, this is a nesin and mamzer, then the midwife would be believed at any point. However, the Braisa now tells us the medrumum. The only time that we said this is shlei karla Hashem ira, that there was no challenge against the midwife. As Rashi states, shlei yotzim ira al havlad loyma zebino shel ishes mamzer, that there was no ira against the child, saying that this child was really from the wife of the mamzer, and therefore the child was a mamzer. It seems from Rashi that the gears of our Gemara should be shlei karla love ira. However, ayin the Rishonim that bring down that Rambam is actually Gerish Shalei Karola Ira Ayin Sham. And the Gemara states Ava Karola Ira Ein Nemanas. However, if there's a challenge against the midwife and they state that this child is really a Mamza, then we would not believe the midwife. And the Gemara asks Ira Demai, what type of Ira are we referring to? Ilei Me'ir Chad. If we're talking about one person that came and challenged her and they said that this child is a Mamza, V'Amar Rabbeichon, Rabbeichon stated Ein Ira Pachas Mishtayim. The challenge cannot be done with less than two people. El Ira Trei. It must be that there were two people that came on Ma'ara. Gemara now states, or I could tell you, that really we're talking about a challenge that was from one person. And the only time Rabbi Yechon said it in, that the only way to make a challenge is only by having two people. And immediately, that's only where originally there was a chazakah that this person was kasher, and then you want to challenge it, then you need two people that would come and challenge that chazakah. But over here, where this child does not have a chazakah, then even if only one person came and challenged the midwife and they said that the child is a mamzer, then we would not believe the midwife. And as Rashi says, in our case where the four children were born in a home and shalei noid labrius miyua kasha, and we weren't certain at that point who is kasha and who is not, and no one was able to get away from the original suffix, and there was no chazakah that was created, then one person would be nema to be ma'ara and to challenge the midwife. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa, that Reuven is selling an item and then Shimon and Levi are arguing as to who the proper purchaser was, then Reuven has the monis and he could say that I sold it to Shimon, I did not sell it to Levi. And the Gemara explains, when did we say this din? It is only when Reuven still has the merchandise in his hands. But if the merchandise is no longer in the hands of Reuven, then Reuven would not have the monis, even though Shimon and Levi are still in front of him. And Rashi explains that the reason for this din is because the Ramil El Medak, that the seller has a responsibility to be Medayik, that in order that he should make sure that the proper person receives what he bought, then he has to make sure to know who he sold it to. As if he doesn't and he gives it to the wrong party, then there's a potential to come late b'misha para, that he will receive the klala of misha para. And as the Gemara states in Maseches B'Metzia, misha para midar mabul who asli para misha inay b'diburay, that he will pay back and he'll take retribution against a person that doesn't keep his word. And therefore Zakrashi hilkach made it daik, therefore the seller will be medayik and will certainly know who he sold this item to. However, Rashi continues that once Reuven no longer has the merchandise in his hands, Ushneim Ichsumbay and Shimon and Levi are now holding on to the item, Ein and Neman, Reuven is no longer Neman to keep in Lava Le Ramya, since it's not Ramya on him any longer to know who he sold it to, so Ledayik Liska Lemiu, therefore he's not going to have to be medayik as to who he sold it to. We will learn our Gemara like Rashi does. However, keep in mind that Taisus in Diva Maskel with Benjamin Murim brings down from Rabbeinu Tam another Pshat, and he explains that when the Gemara says, that Reuven is Neman, that the reason is Mitamigu, the Matzi Amaloi Mechati, Eichazati Vikinisav. Since the merchandise is still by Reuven, so Reuven really could say to Shimon and Levi that I never sold it to either one of you, or he could say, I sold it to you, but I repurchased it, and that's why I have it in my hands, and therefore Reuven is Neman, Aval Ein Mechal Biyadai, but once Reuven doesn't have the merchandise in his hands, Ein Neman, the Ozloi Shaykh Migui, as at that point, it's not Shaykh to say Migui. And number one, Ayin and Taisis as to why he learned differently than Rashi, and number two, we will see in a moment Gemara's question, which Taisis would learn very differently than Rashi, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues, enough Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and the Gemara at this point has a Havamina that Reuven only received money in payment for the merchandise from one of the parties, and therefore the Gemara asks, why is it that once Reuven doesn't have the merchandise any longer, that Reuven is not Neman any longer? If Lachari, as long as they're still in front of him and he received money only from one of them, certainly even if he doesn't have the merchandise any longer, he would still remember who he accepted money from, and therefore he should still be Neman. And the Gemara answers, that the case of the Braisa was where Reuven took money both from Shimon and from Levi. And for example, Reuven said that I took money from Shimon willingly, but Levi just gave me the money, and I really didn't want to sell it to Levi. And we don't know, and we have no edim to state which one he took the money willingly and which one he took bal kochai. That's why the Braisa tells us that as long as he is in possession of the merchandise, he will be Neman, but once he is no longer in possession of the merchandise, then he would not necessarily remember, and we would not believe Reuven. However, if Reuven only took money from one of them, and both Shimon and Levi are still in front of him, then Reuven would be Neman, even if he does not have the merchandise in his possession any longer. And the Mefarshim discussed that potentially if Rashi comes out that this Nemanis is only a Takan Drabanan, but if he tases that based the Nemanis based on Amigu, then this would be a Din Deraisa. And the Gemara continues with the third case, Neman Dayan Leimel Lezezachisil Zechiati, with this one Dayan that actually judged a Dini Mamanis. And although generally we need three Dayanim for Dini Mamanis, but in this case, either the Bali Din accepted him as the Dayan and they didn't need three Dayanim, or he was Yachid Mumchal Rabim, and therefore he had an ability to paskin even by himself. And the Braisa teaches us that even though the Dayan is only one person, he is still Nema to say that it was Mezaka to Reuven and it was Mechai of Shimon. And the Gemara explains, this is only if the Bali Dinim was still in front of the Dayan. As Rashi says, Rami Lelamidkar, at that point, when they're still in front of him, the Dayan has an obligation to still remember as to who he paskin for and who he paskin against. But once the Bali Dinim are no longer in front of him, then he is no longer responsible and obligated to remember who he paskin for and who he paskin against, and therefore the Dayan would not be Neman any longer. And the Gemara asks, why do we have to ask the Dayan at all? We should go and read the written verdict and read his written decision as to who he paskin for. And the Gemara answers, that the case was where they no longer had the document and they no longer had the written decision, and therefore they couldn't go and read the document. And the Gemara answers, there's a question as far as a psak, and therefore why do we have to say that the Dayan is Neman or not Neman? What we should do is we should have them go and tell us the Tainus again, and the Hadahu Atzmai, and as Rashi says, that he should once again go, or another judge, and he should once again judge him again, and the same psak would come out in any case. And the Gemara answers, we're talking about a case where the psak was based on Shura Daina, and as Rashi explains, there are some Dine Torah where the psak is that there's Shura Daina, and the judge would have to determine based on the current circumstances and based on the way he feels the psak should be, and he could make a determination based on his own evaluation. And for example, the standard case of Shura Daina is the Masechtas Ksubis, where Reuven said, my Nechasim should go to the Tuvia. Then after Reuven died, there were two people named Tuvia who came to Bezin, and they were either his relatives or they were his neighbors, and they each claimed that Reuven meant to give this Yerusha to me. And as Rashi says, that Gemara tells us that the Psak is Shura Daina, and Lemishi is not of Leva Dayan Loiman, Nirali Shizehai Ragal Etzel Yaisa, Lezen Nasan, that the Dayan will make a determination based on the facts that are in front of him, and he'll say it makes more sense that Reuven meant to give it to Tuvia A, as I know that he was close to him, and therefore it must be that he meant to give it to him and not to Tuvia B. Therefore, as Rashi explains, in our case, since the Dayan made a psak based on his own feelings, so it could be that although he felt a certain way at the original time of his psak, but maybe if we'll go and relitigate this, then he may come out with a different psak, and therefore the Bali Din don't want to go and re-adjudicate this case. Though this is the way Rashi understands the concept of Shura Dayan, if he said the Dayan is basing his psak based on the facts that are in front of him. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that if that's the case, then L'chir, if they re-adjudicate it, the Dayan should come out with the same psak, and Rabbeinu Tam therefore says that Shura Dayan is the Kol Mashi Yitzah Dayan Lasis Yasra, that Hefka Bezen Hefka, that the concept of Shuri Dayan is based on Hefka Bezen Hefka, and it's really a completely arbitrary idea, and the Dayan has complete flexibility as to who to paskin for. And for example, if he decides that Shimon is a greater Talmud Chacham, and therefore he wants to be Mahana Shimon, he could do so. That's why it wouldn't make sense to go and re-adjudicate this case, as the Psak could come out differently. And the Gemara continues, Amram Nachman, Shloshin and Manam al-Bukhar, there are three people that have an Amonis regarding stating which child is a Bukhar, Elohein, and these are the three, Chaya of V'imai, the midwife, the father, and the mother of the child. And the Gemara explains, Chaya la'ato, or Chaya has the Amonis la'ato, and as we stated before, that the Chaya either has the Amonis while she's standing in the room, and once she leaves the room, she no longer has the Amonis, or potentially only until she turns her face away from the children, and at that point she would lose her Amonis. Imai kol shiva, the mother has an Amonis for the first 7 days of the child's birth, because she's taking care of the child prior to the bris, and after 7 days, the father has the Amonis, and prior to 7 days, it would seem that the mother has the Amonis and not the father, and other Rishonim argue on this point of Rashi. And Rashi says, kol shiva shadayin ein aviv makabai shaliyotza metachas yad imai likonis libris, mikan be'elich mutala aviv lakira k'lich sivyaker. But from that point forward, the father has an obligation to recognize the children, as the Torah tells us that the father has to make sure to give the proper Yerusha to a Bechara. And the Gemara tells us, Kedetanya, this din of Rav Nachman is like the following Braisa. The Geir, din of Pishnayim, the Torah tells us, Ki as a Bechara ben Asnua, Yakir, Lassus loy Pishnayim, Bechara she Yimotzevla, Ki hu, Reishis Oinai, loy Mishpat HaBechara. We learn that the Torah is telling us, Yakir, that the father has the obligation to recognize the child, and Yakir Ren Lachim, and he can even say that this is the Bechara, and Midoraisa, father has an Amonis. And the Gemara explains, Mekanam Rabbi Yudah, and from here Rabbi Yudah taught us, Neman Adam Leiman Zebani Bechar, that a person has the Amonis to say, this child is my Bechar, Ureshem Shneman Leiman Zebani Bechar, and Rabbi Yudah extends this and says, just like a father has the Amonis to say, this child is my Bechar, and Kach Neman Leiman Zeben Gushav Zem Chalutza, therefore a father has the Amonis to say that my child is Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, and he has an ability to say that my child is Pasal and Chol. The Mefarshim discussed that how does Rabbi Yudah take it from the din of Bechar to the din of Pasling and making a child Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza? As in one case he's being mezakah to his child and he's telling everyone that this child has a right to be shnayim, and the other case of making ben gusha ben chalutza, he's being mechayed the child and he's causing him a problem. And the Gemara continues, v'chamer ein neman, how would chamer argue on Rabbi Yudah, and they say, although we agree with you, but again the din of bechar, and certainly neman adonai mezebeni bechar, however we do not agree with you and we do not extend the din to a ben gusha ben chalutza, and a father does not have an amanas to say about his child that my child is ben gusha ben chalutza. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on daf samach tesa min alav, where the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak told us that Giri, Charurin, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Kulum, Eternal, Love, Zabazah. And the Mishnah explained, Ve'elam Shtuki, and what is a Shtuki? Kalshu Makas Imai, Ve'eni Makas Aviv, that he recognizes his mother, but he doesn't recognize his father, and he doesn't know who his father is, and therefore it's a potential that he's a Mamzar. And as we saw in Daf Ayin Gimel Manal, the Rav explained that really on the Raisidic level, there should really not be a problem for Shtuki to marry a regal full fledged Yisrael. However, Maila Asub Yichsin, and therefore he said that a Shtuki cannot marry a Kayan Levi Yisrael. And the last few words in the Mishnah stated that Abishol ha'yakhir l'shtuki beduki, Abishol would call this shtuki a beduki. The Gemara begins, my beduki, what is the lashon beduki? And the Gemara explains, ilema, that if you can tell me that Abishol is teaching us, shebait gans imai, they would actually investigate with his mother, va'imeris l'kashon avalti namanis, and if she says that I was boil a kasha, then she would have an amanis, and the child would be considered kasha, kiman karav gamliel, then it would be going like the shita gamliel. So tanin l'chad zimna, we already learned this in the Mishnah Masechtas Ketubos, as the Tnan Haysimu bears for Armula Mativu Shal Ibuzu, that if Rachel was expecting and they asked her what is the status of this child, Armulam, and she responded to them, Ish Plaini V'Kayinu, the father of this child is Ruvain, and as Rashi says that he is a Kayin, Klaima Miyuchasu, that he is someone that's Miyuchas and not necessarily a Kayin, but he's not someone that I'm puzzled to and I'm usled to, and therefore I am mutter still to a Kayin, and my child would also be mutter to a Kayin. Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar im Nemanas, so Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar state that she would be Neman, and Rav Shua Imel Leim Pia Nuchay. Rabbi Shua states that we don't trust her. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, the halacha k'Rav Gamliel, the halacha follows Rav Gamliel, that we do trust the woman, and she has the manas to say Reuven was the father, and that Reuven was kasha. As Rashi explains, that the Gemara's question is that since Abishol is stating the same halacha as Rav Gamliel, therefore b'tmiya l'mlei l'Rabbi l'misnei l'plukta betray duchti. Why would it be that Rabbi would actually say this in our Mishnah liste hada Abishol hasam, that over there we should say that Abishol agrees to Rav Gamliel, and we should say v'chein hoya Abishol oimik. That Abishol agrees to Rav Gamliel. And the fact that Rebbe says this in our Mishnah, it seems that Abishol is coming to tell us halacha that is a bit different than Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar already stated. The Gemara answers, Chod l'hachshava v'chod l'hachshavavita, the inachinami from the Mishnah Maseches Ksubos, we see that Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar hold that Rachel is nemah to say, I did not have beer with someone that was passed to me, and therefore I am still kosher to have relationship with a kohen and to get married to a kohen and not considered a zayna. However, we do not necessarily know that she is nema to say that her daughter is not considered halala and is not considered pasul kuna. Therefore, Abishal tells us in our Mishnah hayikari l'shtuka biduke that we would actually ask the mother as to the status of the child, and we would trust her even regarding the status of her child. And the Gemara asks hanich l'manda amal l'divrei machshava pasul bebita. This works out very well according to Rabbi Lezer, who teaches us in Maseches Ksubis. Rabbi Gamliel said in Maseches Ksubis that in the manush that she should believe that she's only believed regarding herself, but she's not really believed b'negei her daughter. However, frek the Gemara l'manda amal l'divrei machshava machshava bebita according to Rabbi Yechonon, who states in Maseches Ksubis that Rabbi Gamliel said that in the manush that she is believed, she's not only believed b'negei herself, but she's also believed b'negei her daughter. So Abishol mayas l'shminon. Then once again, Abishol is not teaching us anything that we're not learning from the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubis. And why would Rabbi have to teach us the din of Abishol over here? He just should have stated in Masechtas Ksubis that Abishol agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara explains that Abishol is different from Rabbi Gamliel, that Abishol is also saying something that's different than Rabbi Gamliel and saying a greater chiddush than Gamliel, the Ima Hasam, because if we only have the din in Masechtas Ksubis, Hamina Hasam, the Rabbi Kshirin Etzla, then maybe we'd say that over there the case was Rachel was a Pnuya, since she wasn't an Eish Ish, therefore she's mutter to get married to anyone in the world. In addition, most of the people in the city were Kshirin. Therefore, based on Rav, it makes sense. Rabbi Gamliel would say that Rachel's Neman to say that when I had beer with someone that was kosher to me, and therefore my child is kosher. Abishol is coming to teach us a chiddush that even in the case, either Rachel was an Arusa, and she's saying that I had a beer with an Aris, and even though that was Asa to do, but Lemaisa, the child is not Pasal, and Lemaisa, most of the world, are actually Asa to because she's an Eshish, or as Rashi says, Pnuya, she is a Pnuya, the Ein Reva Ir Masin Lakuna, but most of the city are Pasal, and therefore the child would be Pasal. In that case, maybe we would say that we would not trust her, and we would say that the child is going to be puzzle, as we can't rely on a Rav. Therefore, Abishol comes to tell us that we call the Shtuki Beduki, and we actually would check out and investigate with the mother, and we would trust the mother, not only regarding herself, but even regarding the child, and even in the case where it is not a Rav. Gemara ends off, Amrava Halacha Abishol. Rava states that Halacha follows Abishol. We continue with the new Mishnah, Kalasu and Lavi Bakal, Mutar and Lavi Zebizeh, and the Pashas, the Mishnah is telling us that all those that we already mentioned in the previous Mishnah that are also Lavi Bakal are mutter to intermarry with each other. And ultimately, the Gemara will ask questions on this pshat. One of the questions that will bother the Gemara is, l'chur, this is actually a din that we had already on Daf Samach Tesam and Alv, where the Mishnah taught us already, Giri v'charu, Mamzeri v'nesini, Shtuki v'asufi, Kulum utarim, Lavi zebezeh. And in order to get to the final pshat, as to the pshat in our Mishnah, the Gemara will bring five different ways to learn our Mishnah. And we will actually go through the Mishnah and not explain it in detail, as we will explain it when we learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Isa, Rabbi Yehuda Ogden, Tanakami, says it also, and we will be Gurius, Rabbi Loza, instead of Rabbi Loza, and Rabbi Loza, Imer, Rabbi Loza states, Vadon b'vadon muto, that a mamza and a sin are muto to marry each other. However, Vadon b'sveikon, b'sveikon b'vadon, b'sveikon b'sveikon also, it is also to vaday to intermarry with a suffolk, a suffolk to intermarry with a vaday, or even a suffolk to intermarry with a suffolk. And as Rashi explains, Vadon b'sveikon could go in mamzeri nesini to get married to a shtuki asufi, sveikon b'vadon shtuki nesufi, which are suffolk mamzerim, to marry a mamza or a sin, sveikon b'sveikon, shtuki b'shtukis, asufi b'asufis, or asufi b'shtukis are all also. And Rashi explains, Shem is a kasha, is a puzzle, as we have to be chayshish, that maybe one of them is actually kasha, and one of them is puzzle, and therefore, they're not allowed intermarry. And even though the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph stated that b'kav vadehud l'yavoy, ha b'kav safik yavoy, and therefore l'chayr, midiraisa, there should be no problem with a safik mamza marrying a mamza. Therefore, some explain that Rabbi Leza said that it's also for a safik to marry a vadeh, or a safik to marry a safik, it's only a maila asu b'yuchsin, and it's not a dindiraisa, and it's only a dindirabanan. However, other Rishonim explain that Rabbi Lezer does not learn like the Gemara before, and he doesn't extend the drasha that kavadu leyavoy hob kasafik yavoy, and therefore Rabbi Lezer's din is actually a din deraisa. And the Mishnah continues ve'ilvein esfekis on what are the cases of sfekis shtuki asufi and kuti, and the shtuki asufi we know that are safik mamzerim. Rashi explains b'negei kuti b'gemara mafarish ma'is v'kahayil that the Gemara will explain what the safik is. The kutim isim shayishu sancheriv ari shaymon, that the kutim are that group that sancheriv resettled in ari shaymon named kuti. Kuti comes from the settlement that they lived in, which was called Makusa, and this is stated in Malachim Beis, in the Skyrim Amos Harayis, and as we know, they became Gerim because they were scared of lions, and as we will see, there's a Machlekes if Kutim are considered Ger Harayis or they're considered Geri Emes. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated that there's a general rule that Kalasun Lavi Bakal Mutarn Lavi Bezabazah, and the Gemara asked, my Kalasun Lavi Bakal, what are we referring to when we said that all those that are Asa Lavi Bakal, Ilay Mamzeri Venesini Shtuke Vasufi, if it's referring to the same psalm that we mentioned in Samach Tesem and Aleph, Mamzerim Nesin and Shtuke Vasufi, Hatanle Reisha, but the Maisa, this was taught to us in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, Mamzerim Nesin and Shtuke Vasufi, and Turn Lo Zebezeh. And the Gemara continues and asks the second question, Visu, Rabbi Huda Isa, hi, our Mishnah stated Rabbi Huda argues in Tanakamo, and he said that it's Asa, and what is this going back on? Ilema Vadon Bespekon, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Huda is arguing in Tanakamo, and he holds that although Mamza and Nesin could marry each other and intermarry, but a Vadai can't marry a Suffolk Mamza, Hamiltoni Sefer, Rabbi Lezer Im, Vadon, Vadon Mutter, Vadon Bespekon, 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 Asa, Lemaisu, we know in the Sefer, Rabbi Lezer is actually the Mandama holds a Shita, and Mechlad Rabbi Huda, Leisfirle, and it's Mashman, Rabbi Huda is not talking about that scenario. Rabbi Huda stated, Rabbi Huda Isa, he's not referring to a case of Vadai Besuffolk. The Gemara is, Vichitim, Rabbi Huda Isa, Ager Mamzeris, that maybe Rabbi Huda is actually going Lishitasai, that he stated on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, that a Ger is also to marry Mamzeris, because Kalgerim is Ikri Kal, and therefore they're including the Isa of Leyavi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, and we would then understand Rabbi Huda is arguing in Tanakama, that although the Tanakama holds that a Ger can marry Mamzeris, as he holds that Kalgerim is Leikri Kal, and therefore they're not including the Isa of Leyavi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, but Rabbi Huda argues on in Tanakama, but the Gemara points out, me the Ger Mamzeris Tani, Kal Asun Lovi B'Kal Tani, and clearly our Mishnah is not talking about a case where Ger is trying to marry Mamzeris, because the Mishnah starts off, Kal Asun Lovi B'Kal, that anyone that is Asa to come and marry into the Kal, and certainly a Ger is not Asa Lovi B'Kal, and therefore the Tanakama was not discussing a case where a Ger is marrying a regular Yisrael or marrying a Mamzeris. Therefore, certainly you can't explain the Mishnah in this manner. And based on these questions, the Gemara will now try to find a way to understand our Mishnah. And the Gemara starts at Amr Bihuda, Rabbi Huda states, and we continue at Dalam Beis, that Hachi Kama, this is what our Mishnah meant to say, Kol Asun Lovi B'Kal Kuna, that in Chanami, the Tanakama was discussing a case of a Ger, and the Tanakama stated that anyone that is Asa to go and marry into the Kal Kuna, Ma'in Yinu, and what are we referring to? A Ger is Prusim Bashal Shon V'yim Echad, Udalei Krav Shim Mechai. We're talking about a Ger that became a Ger when she was younger than 3 years old, and one day, and even though she was not a Bas Bia, we still consider her a Zaina, and she's still Asa, Lovi B'Kal Kuna, and a Kohen cannot marry a Ger, even though she became a Ger when she was less than 3 years old, and not like the Shita Rav Shim Mechai, who actually states that the only time that a Ger is Asa to marry a Kohen is only when she became a Ger once she was 3 years old. And the Tanakama teaches us a klal that although this Ger is Asa to marry a Kohen, however, the Tanakama teaches us that Mutar and Lovi Zabazah, that a Ger can marry a Mamza or Nesin. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yasi, who holds that Kal Gerim Leik Rikol, and therefore a Ger is not including the Issa of Leyovi Mamza B'Kal Hashem. And it's on this point of the Tanakama that Rabbi Huda argues, and he says that I hold that Kal Gerim is Ikri Kal, and therefore a Ger is also to marry a Mamza or Nesin, as the Pasuk of Leyovi Mamza B'Kal Hashem does apply to a Ger. Before the Gemara slugs up this explanation of a Mishnah, the Gemara now asks about the explanation itself, and the Gemara asks, V'nukma Bashal Shon V'yimechad, V'afilu Rishim V'yichoy, that why the Gemara say that a Mishnah is not going like Rav Shimon Mechai, if L'chair we could have stated the Tanakhama is teaching us that anyone that is Asa Lovi B'Kal Kuna, referring specifically to a Geiris who became a Geiris when she was older than 3 years old, and therefore at that point she was considered a Zayna, and Rav Shimon Mechai holds that it's Asa Lovi B'Kal Kainim, and that would fit into our Mishnah as well. And L'chair, why do we have to say that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rav Shimon Mechai? And the Gemara answers that Im Kei Mitzidot Tavra, that certainly we'll be able to break the Mishnah and show from the Mishnah that it can't be going like Rav Shimon Mechai, because the diag that we would make from a Mishnah would not make sense, because El Tanya Bas Shal Shem Ve'im Echad, it would be Mashmah the Mishnah. It's only in the case of a Geiris that became a Geiris and she was older than 3 years old, and she is Asa Lovi B'Kal Kuna, that she'd be Mutter to go and marry a Mamza. L'chira, we would be Medayik from a Mishnah that according to Rav Shimon Mechai, Ha'prus Bas Shal Shem Ve'im Echad, the Mutaris Lovi B'Kal Kuna, however, a girl that became a Geiris when she was less than 3 years old, that she's Mutter Lovi B'Kal Kuna, according to Rav Shimon Mechai, so as to Lovi B'Zabzeh, then would come out that this Geiris should be Asa to go and marry a Mamza or Nesin. Certainly we know that Rav Chusim Bashal Shav Yemech Rav Shimon Mechai, the Mutaris Lovi B'Kal Kuna, or Mutaris Lovi B'Zabzeh, that certainly Rav Shimon Mechai would hold that if there's a girl that's less than 3 years old, when she became a Geiris, she would be Mutter to go and marry a Kayin, but she would still be Mutter to go and get married to a Mamza or Nesin. And certainly Lefi Tanakama, once we see that if there's a Geiris that became a Geiris when she was older than 3 years old, that she is Mutter to get married to a Mamza or Nesin, must be going like the Shita Rabesi, that Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kal, and therefore Ger is not including the Issa of Lo Yavi Mamza B'Kal Hashem, and therefore there should be no difference if the girl was over 3 years old or less than 3 years old when she become a Geiris, as Lemaisa, the Issa of Lo Yavi Mamza B'Kal Hashem does not apply to a Geiris at all. And Therefore, if we will learn the Mishnah in this manner, we have to say that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Therefore, the klal of our Mishnah would make sense that kol asur lavi b'kal kuna, that anyone that's asa to get married to a kohen, including a geiris that's less than 3 years old, the din would be that's mutar lavi zebzeh. Any geiris that either became a geiris when they were older than 3, or they became a geiris when they were less than 3, would be mutter to marry a mamza in a sin, a shtuki and a sufi. The Gemara now continues and says, although you gave me a pshat that seems to be a valid way to learn the Mishnah, but the maisa does not work into the actual general rule that is stated by the Tanakhama, the Zvikalu. How can you say this is a klal, the chol asur and lavi b'kal kuna, that anyone that is usa to marry a kohen is mutar and lavi zebzeh, would be mutter to marry a mamza in a sin and a shtuki a sufi, for a mono gusha v'chalalo zayna, that asur and lavi b'kal kuna. We know that almana and gusha and chalalo and zayna are certainly usa to marry a kohen, v'asur and lavi zebzeh, and even so, they're definitely not going to be mutter to marry a mamza. Definitely the issa of layovi mamza b'kal Hashem applies to a regular almana or a regular gusha chalalo or zayna, and therefore you can't tell me that when a Tanakhama said kol asur and lavi b'kal kuna is referring to the case of a geiris, because then you would have to say that the klal applies to the case of almana gusha chalal of zayna, and certainly the klal does not work in that scenario. And the Gemara continues and asks the second question, that how can you say that the klal of Tanakhama is referring to psule kuna, and the klal of Tanakhama is kol asur and lavi b'kal kuna mutar and lavi zebzeh? Then the reciprocal of the Tanakhama's klal would be that kol mutar and lavi b'kal, that anyone has mutar to come into the kal kuna and the mutar to marry a kohen would be asa lavi zebzeh, would be asa to marry a mamza. And as the Gemara states, hamuta asa, but certainly that is not necessarily true, as although the klal would work, but the gay a regular Yisrael, and a Yisrael that's muta to marry a kohen would be asa to marry a mamza, but the maisa, this klal would not work, but the gay a ger, because by a ger, shemuta bekehenes, a ger would be muta to marry a kehenes. The only time that a kohen is asa to a ger is only for a kohen to marry a gerius, but there's no issa for a ger to marry a kehenes. And a mutter b'mamzeris, and certainly according to Tanakhama that holds that kal gerim loyikri kal, and therefore a geiris can marry a mamza, the same din would apply that a ger can marry a mamzeris, and therefore this klal actually doesn't work in that scenario. And based on these two questions, the Gemara now shlugs up the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and therefore the Gemara says, Elam Rav Nosson Bar Hishya, so Rav Nosson Bar Hishya comes and tells us that halchi kama, that let us say that the pshat of the Mishnah is as follows. The Tanakhama teaches a klal that kol shekoyin asalisa es bitoy, that if there's a case where a kohen is also to marry a specific person's daughter, umayniu ger shenasa geiris. For example, a case where ger married a geiris, and therefore their daughter is also asa to a kohen, because their daughter is also considered a ger. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov teaches us in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Zayim and Alef, that ger shenasa geiris bita psul lakuna, that their daughter would be asa to a kohen and would be possible to marry a kohen. In that case, the klal Tanakam is that maternal love is abazeh, that even so, this geiris would be mutter to go and marry a mamza or nasin, because the Tanakhama holds like Rabbeisi that kal gerim lo yikri kal. Therefore, this child that is a ger is not included in the issa of lo yovi mamzer b'kal Hashem. And it is on that point Rabbi Yehuda is arguing and saying that I hold that kal gerim is ikri kal, and therefore geiris cannot marry a mamzer, and a mamzeris cannot marry a ger. They are included in the issa of lo yovi mamzer b'kal Hashem. And once again, the Gemara states that this pshat of Rav Nosson Bar Hishya, although it sounds like it could work out in the Mishnah, but the Maisa it doesn't work out, because b'klalu, how could it be that the Tanakhama would make such a general rule, the kol shekoyin asa lisa esbuta mutar lav zebzeh, but that's not true, because a chol shenasa bas Yisrael, if a chol marries bas Yisrael, the koyin asa lisa bitai, in that case a koyin is asa to marry that daughter, because the daughter is considered a chalala, certainly vasur nami lav zebzeh, and even so, certainly that daughter, and certainly a chol, is not allowed to marry a mamza, and therefore it wouldn't work out in the klal of Tanakhama. And the Gemara therefore answers, like Kasha, this question is not shver, k'rab d'stoy ben Yehuda, as we could explain that our Mishnah is going like the sheet of the story of Rabbi Yehuda that we learned earlier, and we're going to learn later on as well, that Bnei Yisrael mikvah tayr lechalolim, that Bnei Yisrael are considered a mikvah tayr for a chalol, and they actually cleanse the psul of chalolim. And if a chalol marries a bas Yisrael, then the daughter would not be usel to a kohen. Therefore, the klal of the Tanakhama would still be intact, as we don't have a case where a kohen is usel lises bitoy and is still usel lavi zebzeh. And the Gemara continues and still says that the pshat of Rav Nosson Bar Hishya in our Mishnah does not work out, because very chol shenasa chalol, that we have a case where a chol marries a chalala, the kohen asa lisa bitai, and certainly in that case, a kohen would be asa to marry that daughter, as certainly that child would be chalala. And certainly, the dinner of the story of Rabbi Yehuda was only when you had a kosher b'nei Yisrael that married a chol, then it's mikvah tayra l'chalalim. But if you have a chol that married a chalala, certainly the child is a chol and would be considered asa to kohen. And even so, certainly we don't say that the child would be mutter to a Hamza, as certainly this child is part of the Kal Hashem, certainly V'asin Amid Lovi Zabizeh, and certainly Chol and Chalola are included in the Issa of Lo Yavoi Mamza B'Kal Hashem. And the Gemara asks the second question, Visu, that how can you say this is Pshan HaMishnah, HaMutta Asa, that the reciprocal case of the Klal would be Kol Shekoyin Mutta Lisa Esbitai, then those people would be Asur and Zabizeh, and would be Asa to marry a Mamza, but that certainly is not true, because very Geshe and Asa Bas Yisrael, V'Koyin Mutta Lisa Esbitai, we know that although Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught us that if the ger marries a ger, then their daughter is pasul guna, but if the ger marries a bas yisrael, then that child will be mutter to kayin. And according to the way you learn the klal of Tanna Kamma, it should come out that the ger should be usa to marry a mamza, but certainly in that case, mutar and love is abzeh, that child and the ger or gerus can marry a mamza. Certainly the Tanna Kamma is going like the shita Rabbi Yisi, that kal gerim lo yikru kal, and therefore a ger is not included in the issa of lo yavi mamza b'kal Hashem. And therefore, once again, the Gemara proved that we can't learn the Mishnah like Rav Nosson Bereishia, and the Gemara continues, Ella Rav Nachman Om Rav Bavua, and the Gemara tries a fourth pshat and says, therefore Rav Nachman explains in the name of Rav Bavua that Hacha Mamzu Machaisa Mamzu Meish Zish Iker Benayu. The Machlek is between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. The question as to whom we actually categorize as a Mamza, and whom we actually say that the Issa of Loyavi Mamzu Bekal Hashem does apply. And as we know that there's a three-way Machlekis, as to whom is categorized as a Mamza, the most cool the Kashita is that the only way that a child would be considered a Mamza is if he's born from a relationship where the relationship is one of an Issa of Mises Bezdin, and that of course is the most stringent of the Surim in the Torah. And the second Adama holds that a child will also be considered and be categorized as a Mamza even if the parents had a relationship which was only an Issa Karis and not a Chi of Mises Bezdin. And the third Shita, which is the most Chama Shita and which is the Shita Rabbi Kiva, holds even if a couple had a relationship which was only an Issa Lav, the child would be still considered and categorized as a Mamza. And our Mishnah is not discussing a case of a ger that's trying to marry a mamza at all. And the Gemara explains the Tanakama of our Mishnah holds that even if someone has a relationship with their sister where it's only a chi of karis, that the child that is born in that relationship is considered a mamza. Way to understand the Mishnah is as Rashi says on the first of the wide lines, anyone that is born from any issa erva, even if it's only an issa karis, is considered a mamza. Therefore, mutar and love is a bezer, the chayv increases, but bnei chayv mises could go in eishishish to klum mamzerimim. Once is a child that's categorized as a mamza, even though he is a mamza only from a chayv increases, he would be able to get married to another mamza that is a mamza from a chayv mises bezin, for example, from someone that had a relationship with an eishishish, which is a chayv mises bezin. And even though you may think that one mamza is considered worse than the other, they're still considered equal, and therefore they can intermarry. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda savim eishishish havi mamza, ma'achayse le havi mamza. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only way that a child is categorized as a mamzer is only if there was a relationship with someone that was a chiyah mises bezin, for example, like Eishish. However, a child that was born from a relationship that was only a chiyah of karis and not a chiyah mises bezin, for example, if someone had a relationship with his sister, then that child is not considered a mamzer. And that's why Mishnah stated Rabbi Yehuda Isa, because Rabbi Yehuda asks a child that was born from a relationship that a person had with his sister, and that child is not categorized as a mamzer, because the issa to have a relationship with your sister is only a chiyah of karis, and that child is usa to get married to a child that was born from an issa where someone had a relationship with an eishes ish, where there's a chiyah mises bezin, and therefore that child is considered a mamza, and certainly it would be usa for someone that's not a mamza to marry someone that is a mamza. And although this is the way that Rashi explains the Gemara and explains the lashon of the Mishnah according to this teretz of the Gemara, however, ayin entaces that he says v'loin nihir the dechaku, and therefore ayin entaces that he learns our Gemara a bit differently than Rashi. Ayin sham and diba maslo tanakam esav mamza machaita yavim mamza. And the Gemara now continues and he asks on this pshat of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Avuah, the lecher, how can you say this is pshat in the Mishnah? But my kamashmalan, this would not be a major chiddush that this machlek is between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as to who is considered a mamza and who is not considered a mamza, because Tanina, because this is already taught us in the Mishnah Masechtis Yevamis, as the Mishnah teaches us, Ezel mamza, what is considered a mamza? Kol shehu b'lo yavei div Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that even if you had a relationship with Chayvi Lavin, the child would be a mamza. Shimon HaTimni oimei kol shechavim lo karis b'dei shemayim v'aloch gedvarv. Shimon HaTimni took a middle shita and says the child is considered a mamza if the relationship that he was born from was a relationship that was a chi of karis. It would come out that the Tanna Kamma Mishnah is exactly the same shita as Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shua Aiman. Rabbi Shua has the most kaldika shita that kol shechavim lo mises bezin, that the only time that a child is a mamza is only if he was born from a relationship of two people that had an issa or that was a chi of mises bezin. It would come out that the shita Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah would be exactly like the shita of Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, and therefore it does make sense that this would be pshat in our Mishnah. And Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is similar to the Gemara's question that we had on Amud Aleph b'negei Abishol, and as Rashi states, Tanina plucked achrit b'masisim b'tnei achrinoi. We see the same machlekes in the Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, and it uses different tanoim in that Mishnah. V'lomel l'Rebbe l'misti t'lati babi, and why would Rebbe have to teach us the second Mishnah over here? Nisti hasim l'gaber b'shuah v'chein Rabbi Yehuda imek advarv l'chayr b'negei Rabbi Yehuda's din in Masechtas Yevamos. Then Rebbe should have added Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Finally, the Gemara answers Elam Rava. Therefore, Rava comes up with a fifth shot on Mishnah. Gera meinu me'avi ikka benayu achlekes la Mishnah between the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is in the case of a ger amenu umayavi v'hachi kama, and this is what Tanakam has told us. Kol asur and lovi bekal umayniu ger amenu umayavi, that anyone that's usa to go and marry into Klal Yisrael, and with example a ger amenu umayavi, and we know that the din of a ger that came from Ammon and Moav is the same din as a mamza, and they can never be bar bekal Hashem. They can't marry a kohen Levi Yisrael. However, the Tanakam hold mutarim levi zebezeh, that certainly a ger or geiris that came from Ammon and Moav would be mutter to marry a mamza or a mamzeris, because they're not including the Issa of lo yavi mamza b'kal Hashem. Certainly we'll have to agree that a ger from Ammon and Moav is definitely not included in Kal Hashem, and therefore certainly they can marry a mamza or a mamzeris. And the Gemara now is ihochi amai Rabbi Yehuda Issa. If that would be the case, then how could it be Rabbi Yehuda would argue in Tanakamo, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold that a ger from Ammon and Moav would actually be Issa to marry a mamza or a mamzeris? Certainly that can't be. And the Gemara answers hachi kama alfa pishu Rabbi Yehuda Issa ger mamzeris. And even though Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa holds that Kal Gerim is Ikri Kal, and therefore a regular Ger cannot marry a Mamzo, as he's including the Issa of Loyovi Mamzo Bekal Hashem. However, Hani Midli Ger, the Royal Lovi Bekal, that's referring to a regular Ger because he could get married to a Kohen Levi Yisrael, Aval Ger Amoinu Me'avi, but a Ger that came from Ammon and Moav, the Ein Ruin Lovi Bekal, where certainly he can't marry anyone else, and he can't marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tanakamo, and certainly Kal of Ger of Ammon and Moav is definitely Loyikri Kal, and therefore is not including the Issa of Loyovi Mamzer Bekal Hashem, and therefore in a Chinami, there is really no machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah. Just with telling you a chiddush lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that although generally he would hold that a regular ger would be Asa the Mamzer, however Rabbi Yehuda certainly agrees with Tanakam that a ger that came from Ammon and Moav would certainly be mutter to marry a Mamzer or a Mamzeres, and we will stop over here.